You're listening to Balkan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference.
Good morning. It's a great day in Birmingham, and today we have Josh with Green Guy Gourmet.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Buffalo, Wyoming, in a ranching community. I was an athlete in high school, which led to a short college career. After that, my body was just kind of feeling the injuries pile up, so I decided to head west and go to California. Just immerse myself in the organic food culture there. Started a food cart, an organic food cart in 2010, selling packaged salads, parfaits, burritos to the local college kids. The business was not a success, but it was a valuable learning experience. I did realize what I really wanted to do in life, which is food, but more focused on the packaged side of things. And then life happened. 2015, my mom got sick with her cancer, and I moved home to take care of her. And then after she passed away, just kind of reset my life and put me on the path that I'm on today.
That's awesome. That's a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
So how did you go from being, I don't know, you went from Buffalo, Wyoming, which is a completely different landscape from California and from Birmingham, Alabama. How exactly did you get to Birmingham of all places?
My sister lives in Irondale with my nephews, so I visited a few times before I made the move. But I took notice to the renaissance of Birmingham and Avondale and how that was coming along. And just felt like it was just the next chapter in my life. Went to Pepper Place a few times, noticed that culture, and just took note that, you know, Birmingham does need a health scene. It's on the up and coming. The gyms are looking nice, but we definitely need some more nutrients in the South.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Soul food is great, but yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is your favorite thing about Birmingham? Or one of your favorite things?
There's just a lot of different people. It's an array of different cultures, I feel like, especially right now. A lot of people are coming to Birmingham, which is an exciting time to be here.
Yes.
I like the little cafes that are popping up. Woodlawn Cycles, one of my favorite ones to go to. Saturn, with Domestique Coffee there.
Yes.
Definitely like supporting those guys. And then all the other little startups, you can definitely feel the beat rising as far as that local culture. So definitely happy to be a part of it.
Yep. And we do also have Denise with Revelator. That's another local coffee shop.
All right, there you go.
So more to add to that. So what influenced for you to go, how did you get into organic food of all things? Because you went to college. And then you went to California and got into the organic food.
Well, I went to football. I can't really say college.
I
was an athlete.
To football.
School is really not my strongest suit. And then when I moved to California, it was the first time I was really exposed to luscious, savory, succulent food. Fresh piece of fruit you never really get in Wyoming unless they're flathead cherries coming out of Montana during the late summer. But everything's shipped in. And then cooking with my friend's parents, ex-girlfriend's mom, just, learn to cook from scratch. Cause California is just the melting pot of the world. I feel like, especially, spending time in the Bay Area, making my rounds there. So yeah, that definitely, got me going in the direction that I needed to go. So, yeah.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about, Green Guy Gourmet?
Yeah, it's a project I've been working on for a little over 2 years now. From day one of being in Birmingham, started on the branding side of things. Had some balsamic vinaigrettes, recipes that I'd learned and acquired over the years. And that was going to be my first packaged product. And then my brother-in-law told me about cricket protein. Cricket flour, cricket protein is it's a nutritional wave right now as far as farm raising crickets for human consumption. They're considered micro livestock. They have a low carbon footprint, really sustainable. And so I just started trying to make these protein chews. They looked like little Tootsie Rolls at the time, just because I wanted the bite size on the go. And, you know, trial and error, you know, hundreds of batches. You know, I finally got to some palatable recipes, because that cricket flavor is hard to work with, very earthy. And then try selling crickets to someone from the South who likes their fried chicken. Got a lot of laughs in the face, a lot of humiliation, but it's good. You got to build up a thick skin, especially as an entrepreneur. Things aren't going to happen overnight. I wish they would, but you stick to the course. You play out the process, and it's at your fingertips.
And you've actually done a really good job with that, because we tried some of your donut holes, which had cricket flour.
Just a little bit, just a tad.
And I can tell. Yeah. I don't know about everybody else.
Thank you. And not all the products have cricket in it, but it's just one protein that I definitely like to try to use. And I have some ideas later on how to infuse flavors, but I have to get the live cricket itself for that to happen. But that'll be down the road. Also like to use collagen, peptides, proteins. It's really good gut health, joint health, especially with your athletes nowadays. You definitely have to have some good nutrients in the cupboard and in the car between practices. So
yeah, and that's one thing that I think is very unique to that, is that you're providing. There's a lot of people where if they're you know, doing cycling or any type of sport or any type of working out, they don't have time to, you know, get all that. So the fact that you're providing that, it's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a server, so time is definitely essence. And you don't, when you get home at night, you definitely just want a quick, you know, nutritional bite of something. So I'm definitely thinking of everybody in America, because our lives here are very fast-paced.
Very fast-paced, So Birmingham and the South in general, do you think that it's been a good place to start what you're doing?
I believe so. Like I was saying earlier, the Birmingham's just starting to see that health scene come to life. California has already, it's plateaued as far as products and everything. The South has just seen the first breath of that. And I think it's fitting, because Birmingham's rediscovering itself. I'm rediscovering myself. So I think it's a good fit. It's a great stepping stone.
All right. And then, the last thing that I had to ask you was, how people can get it, or if you have any events coming up,
no planned events in the coming months. But as summer approaches, I'm going to be doing some pop-ups, going through a transition with work right now. So as soon as that, gets done with, gonna move forward with the labeling and all that, and then just starting small. Start at a cafe, rock climbing gym. But best way to support me is just to give me a follow on social media and just come along for the ride.
Yep. And the social media, I don't know how I ran into your social media page, but that's how I found out about you, was through Instagram. Because I saw your little packaging, I was like, that's so cute, what is that? And then I saw that you were in Birmingham, which was like even better, because I'm like, this is great. You know, we have startups in Birmingham, and especially with green eating and being healthy and just all the organic everything.
Yeah, the hashtags will get you some exposures.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Well, thank you for being on Vulcan Has a Fade today. We really appreciated having you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and